Welcome to Score Business Points, the program that provides information to help small businesses get started, prosper, and grow. A certified mentor with New Jersey's Southeast Chapter of Score, here's your host, Michael Pappas. Welcome to another edition of Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas. What do former U.S. Marines, stay-at-home moms, retirees, and Chinese business veterans all have in common? You probably bought something from them on Amazon. Amazon launched its third-party marketplace in 2000, allowing small business owners to put their products on Amazon for a price. There are now millions of third-party sellers on the site. Today, more than 60% of sales in Amazon stores are from independent sellers, most of which are small and medium-sized businesses. These sellers provide a vast selection of amazing products, competitive prices, and great convenience for consumers. In May 2023, Amazon released its annual U.S. Small Business Empowerment Report. According to the report, independent sellers sold more products year over year in Amazon stores, and they broadened their customer reach beyond the U.S. through increased international export sales. Here are some Amazon small business metrics. In 2022, Amazon and its third-party lending partners lent $2.1 billion to independent sellers. The top small business categories include health and personal care, home, beauty, grocery, and apparel. The states with the most independent sellers are California, Florida, New York, Texas, and New Jersey. The fastest growing are Alaska, Washington, D.C., Mississippi, Maine, and Wyoming. With me today to discuss how you could be one of the small businesses that sells products on Amazon is Tony Massarelli. Welcome to Score Business Points, Tony.
Thank you.
Well, first, please give the listeners a little bit about yourself and your business background.
My business background is technology. So I was a programmer and software developer in the financial services industry for my entire career. So I worked for, I've done startups as well as worked for fairly large financial services companies. So after I retired, I found Score, and I've been a Score mentor for the last 7 years, mentoring small businesses and trying to help people in the small business community succeed.
Well, now on to selling on Amazon, which is what this is all about. Why should a small business consider using Amazon as a place to sell its products?
Well, the real reason and the net result of all the things I'm going to say after this is that the average small to medium business seller on Amazon in 2022 had average sales of $160,000. Mm-hmm. So that's a pretty big market for a small company. But let's go into some of the reasons for that. So Amazon provides a large established customer base. It's the number one website in the world, and it has over 2 billion visits per month. In addition to that, it currently owns nearly 57% of the U.S. total e-commerce market by sales. So Amazon's definitely bringing traffic and eyeballs to the site. But more importantly, Amazon customers are using or are willing to buy new products and research new products and buy from new sellers. There are a couple of reasons for that. Let me give you a couple of statistics to support that. So 75% of shoppers use Amazon to discover new products and brands. And 52% of shoppers are more willing to buy an unfamiliar brand in an Amazon store. The main reasons for that is Amazon has a stellar reputation for customer service and perks. And since 2021, Amazon has invested over $900 million to protect customers and sellers from counterfeit, fraud, and other forms of abuse. Now, that trust accrues to you as a seller on Amazon. When someone lands on a website, any website, but especially an e-commerce website, they ask themselves three questions, whether that's consciously or subconsciously. The three questions are, am I in the right place? Do I trust this website? And what do I do next? And Amazon answers all three of those questions for you.
Those are interesting facts. Now, I know that eBay, that it started out as a place to sell used items. I myself have used it periodically to sell a multitude of items that I had that were used, but are in still good condition. Now, over the years, it's morphed into a place where you can purchase new products as well. Now, what about using eBay to sell your products versus Amazon? Are we talking about selling both new and used on Amazon?
Well, I guess it's a little of both. You can use eBay to sell new items. It doesn't have the reach and I think the reputation of Amazon. So if I was starting out, I'd probably pick Amazon over eBay. But you can also sell used items on Amazon. Now, it started in the opposite direction. eBay, as you mentioned, eBay started selling used and then went to new. Amazon started selling new and then went into lots of other different markets. But also, you can sell used items on Amazon as well. And as a matter of fact, vintage items are a very, very good sales category on Amazon.
I use Amazon a lot. I got to admit this. I mean, I buy a lot of stuff off of Amazon. But I've never really seen the used item stuff ever put up there. So is just as an aside, is it a separate area?
No. I think when you look at, you know, when you look at an item, like let's say you want to buy a book, if you kind of scroll down, you can see the used, you know, if anyone's selling a used copy of that book, you can see it further down in the listing.
Getting started on eBay is fairly simple. What's the process like on Amazon?
It's pretty simple on Amazon as well. So there's a set of online forms. If you go onto Amazon, you scroll down to the bottom, you'll see a menu item titled Sell on Amazon. You click on that. You can fill out a few forms where you put some personal and business information. You have to add a bank and a credit card on your application because they'll want to collect fees from you and deposit revenue into your account. So the biggest decision you have to make when you start selling on Amazon is which type of selling plan you want to have. They have two different selling plans. One is called the individual plan and the other is the professional. The individual plan is every time you sell an item, Amazon charges you 99 cents for that item. The professional plan is $39.95 per month, no matter how many items you sell. Now, you can switch back and forth, and probably as a beginner, you want to go on as an individual because you may not be selling that many items up front. So, you know, once you start crossing that $39.95 threshold per month, then you can move on to the professional account.
Much different from what eBay does. They basically charge you for setting it up. Sometimes they eliminate that, but then they charge you, once you sell it, they charge you a fee. Sometimes I realized I lost money when I sold on eBay. I didn't realize what the fees, and then on top of that, the shipping costs. I didn't realize that. Well, I've heard something called, there's something on Amazon called Amazon Central. What is it? And how does it help the seller?
Amazon Central, or really Seller Central, that's your portal into your Amazon account. And it's where you manage your business on Amazon. You can access it online, or you can download a free app. But the main functions that you can access there are create and manage your product listings, which is an important part of selling on Amazon. Then you can also monitor your sales, your inventory, and your payments. You can get reports and customer metrics. You can also monitor your customer feedback and reviews, which is another important part of selling on Amazon. And you can set up and manage sponsored product campaigns like pay-per-click and coupons and sales and other things of that nature.
Here's something for you. In its TV ads, Colonial Penn Life Insurance says there are the three P's to purchasing its life insurance. In your presentation on selling on Amazon, you also refer to the three P's in the selling success. So what are they, and how do they each contribute to the business's success in selling on Amazon?
Okay, well, product selection is the first P. That is, what products are you going to sell on Amazon? Now, you may be a small business that creates a product, and you want to sell that on Amazon, but that doesn't have to be your MO. You can purchase a product from someplace else and sell it on Amazon. You can have products made for you and sell them on Amazon. But product selection is a key on Amazon because you want to try to find products without too many competitors, but that can still sell hundreds or thousands of units a month. So product selection for someone who's not manufacturing or making something to sell is probably the biggest key to selling on Amazon. The second P is pricing. What do you sell your product for? The sweet spot for e-commerce sales is between $10 to $150. So you might want to look for products that can sell in that range. But you don't want to sell something below $10 because it's hard, as you noted before, it's hard to make a profit because of all the fees that get charged for a product under $10. And also you have to take into account all of the fees that are going to be charged. Amazon is in this to make money too. So they charge you what's known as a referral fee, which can be anywhere between 8 to 15% on each sale, as well as the, you know, that when we were talking about the account, we talked about 99 cents per item or $39.95 for a month. So the referral fee is on top of that. And then, you know, we'll get into it a little bit later, perhaps when we talk about maybe some of the ways that you can operate on Amazon. But there are potentially other fees that you have to take into account. Mm-hmm. And then product promotion. How do you get some of those 2 billion visitors to look at your products? So most of the interactions on Amazon begin with a keyword search. Like SEO on your website, you want to set up your product listing so your product can be found easily with the keywords that people are going to use when they are looking for that type of product.
Talking about that, this is another aside. Yesterday, I was looking for something on the internet, and I put in specific words, and yet it didn't come up what I was looking for. I got everything else. I don't understand this sometimes. I thought SEO was supposed to make it simpler for everyone to find things.
It is.
Well, then why, when I put in 10 inch towel rack white, you know, I forget the other word I used was, self-adhering. I was getting thousands of images of everything but that.
So. Right. You know, the reason for that is because it takes it out of context. So there isn't an implied and with all of those terms. So whatever search engine you're using can pick out a couple of those terms. So for instance, it might just take self-adhesive. Right. There are a lot of self-adhesive stuff. I can give you a whole list of stuff for self-adhesive that have nothing to do with towel racks.
I mean, it wasn't even someone with hook-ons. So anyway, I mean, that was
my... It can be frustrating.
Oh, it was. It was very frustrating. Okay. Let's get back to this thing. I keep going off on the tangent here. If you're just starting an e-commerce business, how do you go about finding the products to sell on Amazon?
Well, if you're starting from scratch, it's probably best to try and find products that are both popular and readily available. So there are some interesting and or convenient sources to conduct product research when you're just starting out. So you can actually do product research on the big sites themselves. So you talked about eBay. There's also Etsy. So there's something on eBay called watchcount.com, which gives you the fastest selling items on eBay. Amazon also has bestsellers and hot new releases, and Etsy has something called Trending Now, which will give you items that people are looking for or buying now. You can also do other things that don't involve the internet, browsing department stores, going to big box stores, and looking on websites, see what's popular. You can go to popular social media sites. What are people talking about on social media? You can do news searches. You know, what's new? If you have a hobby, what are some of the must-have items for that hobby? Or if you travel, what do you don't want to leave home without? An interesting one I always propose to new Amazon sellers is, what do you use every day? Keep track of everything that you touch for 2 weeks. And if there's something that you're using very frequently, that might be a pretty good idea for a product to sell on Amazon. And then finally, you know, just listening to what people are talking about around you. Did someone just go on vacation? Did they find a product that they liked that helped them? Just keep your ears open. So that's usually the advice that I give to newcomers.
You mentioned a lot. Are there any other ways?
Actually, there are lots and lots of ways to find products to sell on Amazon. I think it's only limited by your imagination. Okay. So rather than go too deeply into any one, let's break it down your objective. And then based on that objective, what types of products might you you want to?
Right. I was asking, is there a product strategy that you would have that you would sell? Yeah. Okay.
Well, in this case, do you want to build a brand specific? You want to build a brand specific product category, or do you want to be a soldier of fortune and find individual products, sell them on Amazon, and then go on to the next thing? So for an example of the latter, so I was in CVS a couple of weeks ago, and I was waiting for a prescription, and I happened to notice there was one of those advertising stands with about 50 books of one title, and it was about interesting places to go in New Jersey, and it was kind of tucked into a corner. So and I looked at it and I said, well, who's gonna notice that and buy those? So you could go to the store manager and say, I'll buy the whole 50 books from you for $2, let's say $2, $3, something in there. Mm-hmm. And they may agree to that. Then you can sell those on Amazon for the list price of $9.99. You would have enough to cover your costs, et cetera there. On the other end of the spectrum, if you want to build a brand, you might develop a line of scented sunscreen products to sell as part of your travel-related brand, and in that case, you can have that product produced by a contract manufacturer to your specifications and packaged with your logo and brand design. And then in between, there are a lot of also software applications available, some free and some paid, that help you do product research. So there's a product called Helium 10. Which uses Amazon data to help you find what's hot. You can do product searches using various criteria and set criteria. Like, let's say you want to find a product that sells at least 10,000 units a month, and Helium will give you that data. There are other products as well. Helium 10 and Data Dive, they're paid products, but there's a free product called Camel, 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 which is hard to say. Camel, Camel, Camel. One word, three camels. Uh-huh. And that is a free product, which also gives you products, the numbers of product sales for Product Central. And then finally, Amazon Seller Central, which we talked about before, also has tools that you can use. And you can also Google Amazon tools, and you'll find quite a few tools on the Amazon on the internet that can help you isolate products to sell.
Once you set yourself up, one of the ways that you drive traffic to get to your business, everyone just says, Google, and it comes up. And yeah, like I said before, I got 1,000 things to. If I'm a seller, how do I get you to come to my site and using Amazon?
Okay, well there are two ways. One is organic, and the other is paid. So on the organic side, so you can think of Amazon as a website, and of course, as you know, you drive traffic to your website using SEO. So everything on usually every interaction on Amazon begins with a search.
Right.
So when you do your product listing, you want to have the keywords in your product listing that people are going to use when they're searching for that product. The other way to do that is with customer reviews. So if you have a lot of 4- and 5-star customer reviews, when someone puts in something like hiking boots, your listing is going to come up a little bit higher because your Amazon rank on reviews and customer feedback is higher than perhaps some other seller. So those are the two organic ways. So SEO and reviews. On the paid side, you can sponsor a product. So when you go on Amazon and you look at sponsored product, that's usually a pay-per-click campaign. Uh-huh. So you can buy the keyword. So if you're looking for hiking boots, obviously hiking boots would be a keyword that would be probably in a lot of demand, but you can buy the keyword and you can specify how much you want to spend in a month. And then when someone puts in that keyword, they click on your ad, You get charged an amount, but it does bring you up higher in the search results. There are also promo codes and coupons that you can apply. Amazon also has an automated pricing feature. Now this one is a little bit difficult to get right, perhaps, but you can specify let's say there are three sellers that are selling a particular product. You can automate your price to say if somebody else changes their price and goes below you, you can change your price and drop your price down. You know, sometimes that's a race to the bottom, but it is a tool that you could use to drive some traffic to your site.
Well, in your presentation, you had a rule of three. Is that one of the rules of three when it comes to pricing your product?
That is not one of the rules of three pricing your product.
Then what are the rules of three?
The rule of three is you want to price your item three times the cost.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so if you buy it for $5, you want to try to sell it for $15 on Amazon. And the reason for that is the first multiple is to cover your cost. So you bought it for $5, obviously you got to cover the cost. The second multiple is going to try to cover all of Amazon's fees. So as we mentioned before, there is the referral fee, and those referral fees can, are dependent on category, and they can run from 8% to about 15%. Then if you warehouse your items at Amazon, there would be warehousing fees and handling fees. Shipping is paid by the customer, but there are other fees, so that would cover that. And then the third multiple is your profit. So you, as a minimum, you're looking for 33% profit on your sales. So that's the rule of three.
Okay, I understand that that a business can have their products fulfilled by Amazon, or the merchant can fulfill them. They Amazon is FBA and merchant is FBM. So what are the pros and cons of each of those?
Okay, so let me just say a little bit about what the difference between FBA and FBM is. FBM is Amazon is just referring the sale to you, and you're going to do everything else. You're going to package it yourself. You're going to hold on to the inventory. You're going to ship it, all that stuff yourself. FBA means that you're going to put some identification on the product, ship it to Amazon. Amazon is going to warehouse it, and then when they get an order for that product, they're going to do all the packing and the shipping and the fulfillment, and then you track your inventory through Seller Central. So on the pros and cons, let's talk about fulfillment by merchant first. You're going to have full access to your inventory, right? It's going to be somewhere where you're operating, and you're going to see that every day. You have total control of the fulfillment process, which may be better in busy times, like during the holidays and times like that. So you have a full access over that. And then, of course, lower fees from Amazon. The challenges are it may be hard to keep up. If you have a very quick selling product, you're going to have to spend a lot of time packing and shipping. On the sales side, it's going to be very hard for you to achieve prime seller status. Prime is very, very important on Amazon. It's going to be also harder to win the buy box. Sometimes when you do a search on Amazon, you'll see on the upper right hand side a product that is especially highlighted, and it's called the buy box. And that's where it's set up so your eye goes to that first. It would be very difficult for you to win the buy box with FBM. And then finally, you might have to lower your price to get placement on the product page, because Amazon is going to give preference to FBA items as opposed to FBM.
I see.
So then fulfillment by Amazon. You have access to Prime status eligibility. You can't do Prime as an FBA, or it's very hard to as FBM. It's very hard to get established Prime status as an FBM merchant. And conversely, you have greater potential to win the buy box. Then the other side is you have more free time. You don't have to be boxing and labeling and shipping things out yourself. Amazon's doing that for you very efficiently. As we can all tell, here in New Jersey, there's an Amazon warehouse every 13 feet.
Okay, Well, all right.
And there also is going to be lower shipping rates. Now, Amazon, obviously, they're going to have a huge benefit of scale over you are as a shipper. And, you know, as we've all seen recently, now they're doing their own shipping, which probably saves them even a little bit more money. And if you've tried to ship something, I just shipped some recently, shipped a box of like toys and clothing to my grandchildren in Atlanta and cost me $66.
Mm-hmm.
So shipping is expensive. So the economy of scale shipping through Amazon is going to be a lot better than you can get on your own.
Okay.
On the con side, there's additional fees for closing and handling. It's going to be a little bit harder for you to track your inventory. You're going to do that through Seller Central, but still, it's different than having the product right in front of you, and you can count the number of items. And product prepping is required. The way to ship into Amazon is you get UPC codes, and you can buy them from an organization online. And then each of your products or the package has to be labeled with that UPC, and that helps Amazon with the shipping. Right. There is a way of doing it where you don't have to do that, but your product will get dumped in with products from other companies of the same type. And when an order comes in, they'll just pick one. It may be yours. It may be somebody else's. It's advantageous to do the correct product prepping using the UPC code.
And in your presentation, you also show several different profitable business models. Would you tell the listeners what they are?
Well, again, there are lots and lots of different business models. Amazon is almost an ecosystem unto itself. So there are a lot of things you can do with Amazon. And recently, I saw an article that was titled 38 Businesses You Can Run on Amazon. So I'm not going to go.
I don't expect you to do 38. All 38. One or two is more than adequate before we run out of time.
Well, let's talk about a couple. So let's talk about retail arbitrage. And that was what I alluded to before. So I go somewhere and I find a product for sale. I buy it in bulk. I get a discount, and then I can sell that on Amazon. So like my book example before.
Right.
So that's called retail arbitrage. An offshoot of that is online arbitrage. So instead of walking into Target, I could go to the Target website, and they probably have a larger quantity of that item that I want to buy, and you can order that directly, have it shipped to Amazon, and you don't even touch the item, and you're selling it. Then we talked about wholesale before, private label. When we were talking about the travel and the scented sunscreens, right? So you can come up with a product idea and have someone make it for you to your specifications. They manufacture it, they label it for you, they put it in your package, in your brand, put the UPC code on it, send it to Amazon, and then you put up your product page, and you can sell that item without ever touching it yourself.
All right.
And there are lots of different strategies to make money on Amazon.
Well, all right. I mean, that's a lot of stuff. So that's great. In the few minutes we have left, do you have any final words for the listeners about selling on Amazon?
Yes.
or using Score?
Well, a little of both. You know, while there's plenty of opportunity and plenty of willing buyers on Amazon, there's no business that's set it and forget it, right? There's just like any other business, selling on Amazon requires creativity, effort, and determination to succeed. Score can help you. Score can provide a free mentoring service and help you work through your business ideas and make sure that you're headed in the right direction. All you have to do is go to our website and say find a mentor, and you can find a mentor that can help you with your with this business, or for that matter, any other small business.
Tony, that wasn't so hard, was it? I want to thank you for being on Score Business Points. I do appreciate all of your time and your effort that you put into this. And I'm going to ask you, you want to come back again sometime, please?
Sure. Okay. Sure, I'd love to come back. Thank you for having me this time. It was fun. And
good.
I enjoyed doing it, and I'd be happy to come back again, maybe go into the topic a little bit deeper if we come up with some more questions.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much, Tony. I appreciate it.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you.
So, listeners, if you are a small business, it is essential that you stay ahead of the game when it comes to promoting your products. In order to compete in an increasing crowded market, sellers need to evolve with the times. This means adapting your strategy and marketing channels accordingly in order to achieve success. Amazon can be one way. But sellers will need to experiment with new techniques and be able to track the impact of what works best for their brand. If you would like more information about this show, or for that matter, any past Score Business Point show, you may email me at sbp@wbnj.org. That's sbp@wbnj.org. If there's any topic you'd like to hear discussed on Score Business Points, or you have a comment about this show or any past show, you may email me at the same address, sbp@wbnj.org. Are you a small business owner who has overcome a business problem? Maybe you would like to let the listeners know how you did it. If so, send me an email at sbp@wbnj.org. Again, that's sbp@wbnj.org. Or maybe you're a subject matter expert and would like to pass on your knowledge to the listeners. I can be reached at the same email address, sbp@wbnj.org. Again, it's sbp@wbnj.org. As you may be aware, SCORE provides free business mentoring and education to the small business owner or potential small business owner. The education takes the form of webinars or in-person seminars. The Southeast chapter of SCORE holds these webinars and in-person seminars throughout the year at various locations in Ocean, Atlantic, and Cape May counties. To learn more about what webinars and in-person seminars are being held, go to score.org/southeastnj. That's score.org/southeastnj and click on Local Workshops in the top navigation. Once there, you can click on any one of the webinars or in-person seminars listed to learn more about it and how to register. That's all the time I have for today. I would again like to thank my guest, Tony Massarelli, for taking time out of his busy day to be with us. Tune in next week for more SCORE Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas, saying so long until then.
For those who may not be familiar with SCORE, SCORE is a nonprofit association dedicated to helping small businesses get off the ground, grow, and achieve their goals through education and mentorship. They've been doing this for over 50 years because their work is supported by the U.S. Small Business Administration, the SBA. And thanks to a network of 11,000 plus volunteers, they're able to deliver their services at no charge or very low cost. For more information on how you and your business can benefit from a mentorship from SCORE, you can visit score.org/southeastnj. That's score.org/southeastnj. If you've missed any part of today's broadcast, you can catch an instant replay at wbnj.org. SCORE Business Points is a production of the New Jersey Southeast Chapter of SCORE and 91.9 WBNJ.